Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst case scenario in my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Thanks for tuning in to the Alarmist Aftermath episode. We'll be talking about all of your comments, your questions, your outrages. So let us know what you think after every episode. And we're thinking about doing this kind of bonus episode more regularly. So let us know if you'd like that as well. So with us today is producer Amanda.
Hi, everyone. Rebecca, thank you for having me.
Oh, as always, such a pleasure.
And I have to say, today I'm phoning in. So yeah. I had a little stomach bug, talk about Alarmist. So I had so many podcast recordings on the books for today, but when I told my fellow producer Maria, I had a slight upset stomach. She said, stay home.
And yeah, I was like, I don't want to see you. That's for sure.
Yeah. No, it's fair. It's fair. And you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way. I was able to cover all of my recordings that I had to do.
There you go. And I am convinced that I'm still going to get this bug, probably through the Skype waves. Yeah.
Oh, God, I really hope not.
We have a few listeners who have joined in on the conversation. First of all, I wanted to clarify from our previous episode, the air... Erika from, you remember our listener Erika from the D's in Alaska?
Yes.
She did write in fact.
Oh, and amazing.
She confirmed that her name is indeed Erica, but she just spells it phonetically.
We should have trusted our instincts.
It was our instinct. And she also said she's looking into making some t-shirts for us that
really?
Say that she's going to do the, it's not what you think. It's not for the Alarmist. It's more about the D's taking back Valdez as their name. So all of a sudden, this has become our number one cause, helping the town of Valdez really reclaim their Spanish roots.
We are making change in the world. This is this podcast is important work that we're doing here.
Now, speaking of the Exxon Valdez episode, though, we had a listener called at S. Weinstein. So she reached out on Instagram and she says, "Hi, big fan and really enjoyed the podcast. I just listened to the episode and I'm so happy you covered the Exxon Valdez spill. It's super fascinating and an incredible foundational case for a number of reasons. That being said, there are two things I wanted to add. Number one, I actually am a scientist slash conservationist. I work with fish."
Oh, and I love that. And she says, "I work with fish," with an exclamation point.
She's excited. She loves fish.
She'd have to.
Yeah. And she says, "I'm very familiar with this environmental disaster. I also work at NOAA, referenced in the podcast. And just FYI, you pronounce it like the name Noah." Oh, so I even just did it wrong. "You pronounce it like Noah. No need to spell out the name. I know that the government loves to confuse people with their esoteric wordplay acronyms, but just wanted you to know our agency is really famous for our weather division, but I swear that we do other awesome stuff too." So she's promoting her agency here as well. We got to look into Noah. So number two, as much as I love adorable sea otters, seals, and orcas, they are truly assholes. She says, "Unfortunately, we humans do not corner the market of assholery in the animal kingdom. Killer whales are called that for a reason, and they love to play with their food, aka pass the seal."
That's horrible.
"Before eating it."
Oh,
I did not know that about killer whales, although we should have known based on the documentaries, right?
Yeah.
She goes on to say that like a giant marine. Oh, she calls the killer whale a giant marine jerk cat.
Interesting. She also says here that sea otters are violent copulators. And in other words, they're kind of rapey.
Yes. So
I never knew this.
Neither did I, which, you know, the whole episode, we're just feeling bad about these sea otters. I mean, I was.
I mean, of course, but is Swinesty's point that these animals had it coming?
I mean, karma's karma, I guess.
But I have to say that Swinesty is biased because she is on the side of the fish.
Right. That's right.
So we have to take that into consideration that she might be a little biased. But that being said, this is very, very interesting. And maybe we should have put sea otters and killer whales, seals and orcas on the board.
That's a good point. We'll have to revisit the entire episode because this could change everything.
Yeah, it definitely changes how I feel about sea otters. That's for sure.
Sea otters,
violent copulators.
I mean, they've always been my favorite. I've literally said this to many people. They're my favorite animal.
And you won't stop talking about it. But now they're canceled. Sea otters have been canceled.
That's right. So I'm in the market for a new favorite animal. If anyone has any recommendations,
ooh,
please let us know. What's your favorite animal?
Well, as you know, I love cats, but I also love squirrels.
Ew.
You don't like squirrels? I know people say they are rodents, right?
They are rodents.
I just think they're so cute, even though they are aggressive.
And they're like rats. They're like, cute rats.
I know. I also like raccoons.
Oh my God, Amanda.
I know. Because they're so, just, they're little criminals.
Oh! I mean, I guess they're wearing that little mask, right?
Yeah,
always
they
wearing
are.
A mask. Always be criminal.
I also love gorillas.
Okay. I mean, I can get behind gorillas. But sea otters have really just always been my favorite. They're so cute.
They are cute. But now you know.
Now I know. Okay, so thank you so much for writing in, Swinesty, a scientist who follows us. That's fun.
I love that there's a scientist listening to The Alarmist. It really makes me think we have to up our game.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, but Rebecca, you left out that at the end of her email, she said she completely agrees with our end verdict and that the dude, his name escapes me, but who we sent to who we sent to the Alarmist jail as a true Disney villain.
Yes, he's the guy who ran Exxon from, he was assigned to that post.
Oh, he's the one who was like shit talking all the animals, being like, they'll be fine.
Yeah, he didn't care. I guess he had information about these sea otters that we didn't. No, that's still not right. Still not right.
No.
So we've actually gotten a bunch of other emails regarding the gender reveal.
This was one of our more controversial episodes.
It was. It really set people off. I who knew? But, you know, I guess we should have known. It's a more recent disaster. So it is a little bit more fresh in everyone's mind. And there were a lot of opinions.
Yeah, and the dialogue surrounding gender reveals is a very hot topic right now.
That's true. Post the episode, there was the other gender reveal. There were two gender reveals that happened. There was the one where the woman died.
What happened? I didn't hear about that.
She. This was the one where it was another explosive device, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
Okay, and then there was the second one, which was the plane crash. No one died in that one. But someone was injured. There was an actual plane crash.
Okay, so here I have this on CNN.com. A woman has died after an explosion at a gender reveal party in Iowa.
Yeah.
The 56-year-old woman was pronounced dead at the scene. The subsequent investigation found a gender reveal announcement resulted in the explosion, and the woman was struck by a flying piece of debris.
Terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's just not worth it. Just
yeah.
I was talking to my friend Sonia, who she was saying, like, why not just like open the envelope, like have that be your gender reveal.
Glitter. Put some glitter in a box and just open the box and go, oh, look, it's pink glitter inside. I mean, it just or just don't do it at all. Just like call it, send out a group text with a GIF.
There's some really good gifts out there.
There are such good gifts. And I, as far as I know, a GIF has never resulted in anyone's death.
No.
But it seems to me that the gender reveal parties are escalating.
It's out of control. It's really out of control.
So what have people been saying? I'm so curious.
Okay. So we got an email. Now, this was a really interesting turn of events. There was a guy who reached out on Instagram who sounded like he was a little outraged, saying that we blamed Dennis and not the wife. And the wife knew it was the wife's idea for the gender reveal. And so I replied and I was like, oh, like, that's interesting. Where did you find this information? Send me the link. He writes an email. His name is David W. I'll just call him David W. And he says, I'm a disaster psychologist that works for the government. But I was sent out to help with the Arizona sawmill fire. So just so you know, I'm reading excerpts of this email. So maybe the information that I have isn't as readily available as I thought. All of a sudden, we have someone
insider
who's...
information.
Exactly. And he says, I know locally there were reporters in the courtroom, and the court documents show that the involvement, they show the involvement of the wife. Mm. Also, as a follow up, as far as I know, as far as 2 months ago, the couple is still married. And
Now, this is so interesting because I had a feeling that the wife was involved, but Bianca didn't think so.
So I guess your instincts were right, Amanda. You've just been doing this long enough that you're...
My disaster instincts are honed. But okay, read on because there's some interesting stuff
okay.
here.
Okay, so he says, Dennis's wife in court told us how she had seen this type of reveal on Facebook and wanted to put her own spin on it. She did say in court that she purchased the Tannerite and was sent the two ingredients and blue and pink powder. She made the box that was shot at.
Mm.
So she actually made the box. They then had a friend find out the sex of the child, and they added the blue powder in a black bag so that the couple wouldn't know the color. So they got a friend involved to help them finish the box. And Dennis then mixed the two ingredients together and placed it in the box. In court, she said that what was supposed to happen next was that the camera would pan over and she was in an American flag dress and he was in a Border Patrol uniform.
Okay.
This is the big reveal that was supposed to happen. And then we saw, of course, we saw what happened next with the explosion. Dennis is the one on camera saying, pack it up. Children and family members were there, and extremely dry and windy conditions. He wanted them out of the path of the fire, clearly.
So that's when he says, like, get out of the way. So yes. It's not necessarily that he was, like, running because they were in trouble. It was a safety thing.
Yes. So he wanted the family members to be safe. Pack it up. That's what he says. But with the extremely dry, of course, we know what happened. And the fire spread really quickly. So it was just interesting that this guy reached, you know, at first I thought he was really upset, but then it turned out that, you know, we were able to have kind of a healthy discourse
about
the situation.
Well, that is so fascinating. And honestly, to me, I think that warrants a change in our verdict. I don't know. I mean, if the wife was 100% complicit and involved every step of the way, which it sounds like she was, down to her outfit wearing the American flag dress, I don't know if it's really fair to not also have the wife going to the alarmist jail.
I think you're right. I mean, I think that at least it's a marriage combo, right? I think they should kind of share the blame.
Is this the first time in alarmist history that we're amending a verdict due to a listener email?
I think so.
Oh my God.
So make room, alarmist, jailed criminals. What would you call them? Felons?
Speech over. I mean, they're felons.
They're felons. Alarmist jail felons.
Yeah. Jailbirds.
Jailbirds. You've got a new jailbird in the house. Am I right?
Do you remember her name?
I don't remember her
name. We'll just say Dennis's wife, and we should find out her name. But anyway, she's coming in.
Yeah, she's coming.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We also got another email. So it's from Daniel C. And he says, the fact that this is an excerpt from the email, because he did send me two very long emails, which I appreciated. So he says, the fact that he said, referring to Dickie, Dennis Dickie, the fact that he said that he volunteered after a quote unquote guy got hit by an IED, at least to me, means that he did not know the person. It would also mean that if he volunteered to deploy, logically, he was not in Iraq at the time of the IED explosion, which also makes it less likely that the quote-unquote guy was a friend, quote-unquote friend, as one of your guests, or possibly you, said. I think Priyanka called him a friend. And also, that also means that he volunteered to go into the dangerous zone where he could have faced the same fate.
I see. So this is referring to, we had said that this Dennis had been deployed in Iraq. And so we had commented that someone who had been exposed to being, you know, over there in the sandbox and had experienced an acquaintance or what we wrongly called a friend, what assumed was a friend getting hit by an IED might be a little more cautious around explosions.
Right.
I think is what our point was. But yes.
But he's saying that it wouldn't have been a friend.
And we don't know if Dennis had any encounters with IEDs.
We don't know his history. We definitely don't know his deployment history. So he goes on to say that it should also be said that generally people that are in the military have no problems with explosives. And I would consider Dennis lucky if he did have to survive an explosion in Iraq. Just for reference, I did serve 8 years in the Army Reserve and I had one deployment to Afghanistan. And I am sure my deployment was a cakewalk compared to what Dennis went through in Iraq, as that is where it was much rougher.
Mm.
It was just like very thoughtful insight.
Yeah. I mean, we were drawing some conclusions that were probably not fair. You know, you
right.
and I have never served in the military yet. So, and probably never will.
I'm not sure. I mean, who knows?
Benjamin
we just
situation.
Don't know. Maybe a private Benjamin, maybe an apocalypse situation. We just don't know.
Yeah, that is true. But anyway, so I take Daniel C's point that we actually don't really know that there was any sort of connection between Dennis's past experience with explosions. And it's unfair of us to say that that should have affected his judgment. Although
exactly.
I think it was us saying someone who's been in the military should, you know, be a little bit more conscientious of this kind of stuff. But apparently, you know, people are people and.
Right. You can't.
Yeah.
And we should say that I think we all have tremendous amount of respect for anyone who's served in our country and has put themselves in harm's way, you know. I think it just be said.
Absolutely. And thank you, Daniel and Dennis, for your service, but not thank you, Dennis,
for the 47,000
acre
fire.
Yeah. So those things can both exist independently. He can be very, very good. He enlisted.
Yes.
That we're thankful for that. For the gender reveal explosion, we are not thankful.
But, you know, I found it. I just really appreciated that these two people were willing to reach out and have these like very healthy conversations, you know, because it's not easy to say that something upset you or, you know, that you disagree with something in a way that doesn't shut the other person down.
Absolutely. And is so respectful. And also, I mean, I think that's actually what, if I can toot our horns, is what's really fun about The Alarmist is we're you know, talking about touchy subjects, but I hope you guys understand that we want you to weigh in. Actually, this is so fun to hear your thoughts about it. So keep these emails coming and we can keep doing these bonus episodes.
Exactly. Thank you so much. And, you know, I have just a few other comments, some like comments, one about the gender reveal as well. On Instagram, @PsychShrinkMom says, "Hi. Listening to the gender reveal episode. I haven't finished yet, but the pregnant wife should make it to the list too." So she had your instinct as well. And the psych shrink mom says that she's never been to a gender reveal party where one spouse and 4 to 8 of his or her friends didn't already secretly know the gender.
Really?
So that's what she says. Apparently,
wow.
This is what, yeah, word gets around.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, if we're putting the wife,
well, we've already sent her to jail.
She's in jail. Now, what about the unborn fetus?
They get out.
Okay. So the child goes to live with an aunt or something because his parents are in jail.
Yeah. Oh, now we're separating families. This is terrible.
It's a hard job, but, you know, somebody's got to do it.
It is. Oh, terrible. And lastly, via Facebook, regarding the Jose Fernandez episode, Shelby Grego reached out and said, "Love the episode. I have to say, growing up in Miami as well, She grew up in Miami as well, describing the nightlife is spot on. By the way, the north side jetty is longer to keep the beach sand from flowing into the blocking government cut. So I thought that was fascinating.
Interesting.
Because we were all like wondering, why would you design it in a way
I think we may have even put the designer on the board.
Yes. But now I think we need to ask, you know, apologize for putting the designer up on the board.
Yes.
Because
okay,
there's an actual reason for it.
Yeah. So this is a formal apology.
Yes. To the designer of the 1912. He designed it in 1912.
Yes.
Well, to his family. So
to his family. His living relatives. We are very sorry.
Yeah. That's all we've got for right now. Please send us your comments, your questions, your thoughts, your emails, all of the things. So please email us at thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us via Instagram or Facebook. On Instagram, we're at thealarmistpodcast, and on Twitter, we are at alarmistthe.
Okay, so we have a couple of reviews here, which are so amazing. It really helps us get the word out, and it helps us keep making episodes. So here's one from Ty Lapi. It says, very fun, really enjoy the show, 5 stars. And, oh, here's one that says, from Neferchika, fun with history, so much fun with just a dash of historical and educational value. Keep them coming. So, I mean, I like that one. It's so much fun with a dash of historical and educational value.
That's the most accurate review we've ever gotten.
Yes. Yeah. So then there's a couple reviews that are angry at us. So I won't read those. So leave us a 5-star review, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Rebecca. Well, I know you have an episode to record, so I'll let you get to that. But this has been great.
Thanks, Amanda. We really appreciate it.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.